Welcome to Energetis Talk Show, where I talk to people who have inspired me and lifted my energy, and my intention is that they will do the same for you. Enjoy listening. Hello, everybody. I would like to welcome Michael Beckwith today, and I'm so excited to talk to him. Michael Beckwith is a very respected and well-known spiritual teacher and founder of the Agape Spiritual Center in Los Angeles. And Michael is one of the great teachers in the movie that you have probably all seen called The Secret. He has also been on Oprah many times, and he is the author of many best-selling books like The Answer Is You, Spiritual Liberation, and Live Visioning. I had the pleasure of attending the last workshop Michael did in Denmark, which was very transformational for me, and I had a lot of fun being there. And also, I listened to Michael Beckwith's radio station on Hay House Radio every week, which is called The Answer Is You. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Gita. Good hearing you.
Thank
seeing you airwaves and feeling your presence.
Thank you so, so much. It is such an honor, and I am so thankful that you're taking the time out. I know that you are traveling all around the world and are very, very busy spreading the lovely message. So thank you for that.
I have a good life. I get to meet beautiful people, have wonderful friendships, allow for community to emerge wherever I go, and it's a powerful way of living.
Oh, it truly is. And you're really making a big difference. So thank you very, very much.
My joy.
Michael, I was there the last time you were here in Denmark, and I had such an amazing time. And what I thought about when I had attended the workshop was that I listened to all the tapes. I read all the books, you know, I listen to the radio every week, Hay House Radio, and I really try to immerse myself in those spiritual messages. And when that is said, there's just something uplifting about being in the presence of you and your wife and all the other people who were there. The energy, it's like the difference for me between listening to a song on the radio and going to the concert. That's the best way I can explain it.
Absolutely. The activation is much more potent.
It is.
And people are able to catch the subtleties
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Yeah, when the energetic field that's created. Is multiplied and magnified in a very big way.
I could definitely feel it. And I love your life visioning process. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what is going to happen the next time you are here?
Well, the life visioning process is a spiritual technology that allows us to become very present to the vision that's within us and the life that we're meant to live. There's a difference between the life we should live and the life we're meant to live. And in the book Life Visioning and in the vision process, I teach how to be in touch with the life that we're meant to live. Oftentimes, the life that we should live is a life that comes from the external society, from parental fantasies, religion, society, things of that particular nature. But there's something planted within us that doesn't come from any of that, and that's the life we're meant to live.
Yeah.
And when we're courageous enough and willing enough, through the life visioning process, we can begin to tap into that vision and walk in the direction of it and then allow for the joy, the happiness, the creativity, the peace to unfurl in a very powerful way.
That's very powerful stuff. And that's what you're going through, that process step by step. So you will teach us to do that ourselves in our everyday life?
Absolutely. It'll be a fun, spontaneous, driven program with my wife, with the music and the chanting and the songs, and I'll be teaching and doing processes, and so that will be a centerpiece of our time together.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always room for what needs to come up based on who's there. So there will be some moments where that which needs to happen based on the group will also emerge through me as well.
Oh, so you don't really plan out a specific schedule. You just see whatever is going to emerge.
Right. I step up into the field.
Wow.
And I know I'm going to teach some certain things.
Yeah.
And then whoever is there will bring forward the energy of what is necessary to teach and what exercises to do.
That's powerful. I would like us to talk a little bit about the word vision, Because yeah. I've always found it very interesting. What is really the difference between having a goal and having a vision?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. The vision is something that's placed within us. When I say you're going to catch a vision of your life, that's similar to saying an acorn would be catching a vision of an oak tree. So there's something within us that's trying to emerge and reflect and to reveal the cosmos in a way that has never, ever happened before. And we begin to catch a vision of that and then walk in that direction. Goals are what we do along the way toward living our vision. And so there are individuals that have goals that are very goal-oriented people. And these individuals sometimes lack a definite purpose in their lives. And so they achieve a lot of goals. At the end of that particular rainbow, discover they're not that happy, even though they achieved a lot of things.
Okay.
When you're driven by a larger purpose and a greater vision, you do goals.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, there's happiness and there's love and there's peace as well.
Okay. Could you say that your vision or your goal is to have inner peace, for example? That would be a vision?
If you said I had a goal
to
have inner peace,
that
would be what you're really saying is I am making myself available to discover my real self and my real nature, because peace is our real nature and our real being.
So it's really
tapping into the vision of your life.
It's tapping into it and letting it emerge. I like that word, emerge.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're always in a state of emergence.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to think in sentences, and I always noticed when there's a quote that I can use. I love quotes. And one of the quotes that I took from you was on your Hay House radio show. You one day said, "Pain pushes until your vision pulls you."
Yes.
And that was something that really, that gave me an aha moment, because I thought, wow, that's what I experience in my life. That some of
Absolutely.
The most painful things that I've been going through, they have actually ended up being my greatest blessings and also part of my vision. It has become
Absolutely.
A vision for something greater than the pain.
Absolutely.
So can you expand a little bit about
the
that?
Universe, the universe is progressive.
Yeah.
It's always seeking to manifest the cosmos in a very, very powerful way. So it's always moving forward. It's always progressive. And so pain pushes us until our vision pulls us. And so that means when we're stagnant, when we don't have a vision, we're not living at a higher purpose, then the universe gives us those little nudges.
Yeah.
That allows us to know that we're being stagnant in that particular moment.
Yeah.
And then as we begin to embrace a larger purpose and a larger vision for our life, then pain isn't as necessary. And so the pain pushes us until our vision pulls us. Once we have a vision and we can articulate it and we can feel into it and we can describe it and we become willing to say yes to it, we're then pulled by it.
Yeah.
It begins to guide us in ways beyond our wildest imagining.
Okay, so if you are in the middle of a painful situation, let's say that you have like a physical pain, you have a back pain or, you know, a migraine or something, and you have a big vision, that doesn't mean that you don't experience the pain, right? Even though you have a vision.
Absolutely. Now, if you have pain in the body, temple, pain is a good thing because it's letting you know that there's something off in the body, that there's some imbalance or some toxicity or some structural problem needs to be corrected. So your pain is giving you a signal of something that needs to be dealt with. If you have psychological or mental pain, it means that there's a particular point of view, an opinion, an unforgiveness, a perception that needs to be dealt with.
Wow.
And when that comes into consciousness and you deal with it and you dissolve it, then that particular pain dissolves, it subsides. So it is possible to have a large vision and to walk in that direction and get painful clues along the way to course correct.
Wow.
Steps you're taking.
So is it normal to have some kind of detox period where you start to have the vision and you start listening to your body? Isn't it normal that sometimes things they get worse before they get better?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Called chemicalization.
Okay.
That is, when you make a sincere intention to grow, develop, and unfold. You make a sincere intention to finally become prosperous or healthy, or whatever the case may be. Then the thought forms and the perceptions that you have held that do not support that begin to come up and out to be dissolved, and you re-experience them. And that's called chemicalization or detoxification. You go through a period of detoxing.
Yeah.
So that the higher thought can prevail.
Okay. That's very interesting. So it's also about patience, I guess.
We exercise patience.
Yeah.
And as the old statement goes, infinite patience brings about immediate results.
Wow. That's from A Course in Miracles, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So when one is a patient, that means there's no resistance to the good. You're not trying to make it happen.
Exactly.
You're making it welcome.
So it's actually, as I understand it, Michael, the life visioning process is not about going out there and finding something that can make you happy. It's about tapping into what's already there and removing the blocks to get there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's about discovering that there's something hidden within the depths of our being. It's speaking to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to be sensitive to it, describe it, feel it, and then become willing to become what is necessary to express it. All an inside job.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit to us about forgiveness? How is that important when you're working with the life visioning process?
Forgiveness is a key component in our unfoldment, because unforgiveness brings about toxicity. When we're walking around with resentment, animosity, holding grudges, hate, those are thought forms that are polluting our mental and emotional environment. And they begin to produce after their own kind until there's a swamp-like environment within our soul. So forgiveness is the releasing of those toxins so that our inner being can flow like a mighty river again. And we begin to see clearly again, and we begin to be able to demonstrate and manifest at a much higher level. We're not bogged down by resentment, because holding a grudge, that's some very heavy lifting.
Mm. So you don't necessarily forgive for the sake of the person who hurt you. You also forgive for your own sake, right? For not carrying around that luggage.
That's the main purpose.
Yeah.
All forgiveness is self-forgiveness, because you're releasing the toxicity of your own being.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether the so-called other individual changes or not, you're not in that environment and you're not in that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a higher frequency, so you have higher results.
So how does one forgive?
Well, that's what we're going to discover.
Yeah?
16th and 17th.
All right. Yeah. So it's...
We'll go through different processes,
mm-hmm.
but one powerful one,
mm-hmm.
is that you actually imagine the individual that you need to forgive sitting right in front of you.
Yeah.
You actually feel the emotional energy of what it would feel like if they were sitting in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you close your eyes, and this is one of the powerful reasons that you really visualize, so that you can actually see them sitting there.
Yeah.
As you see them sitting there, you begin to say to them in substance, I forgive you, I set you free, I cut the emotional cords that bind us. What you did or said cannot determine my destiny, my happiness, my prosperity, or my success. My prosperity, success, and well-being is only determined by my own consciousness. You set them free. And so we'll go through some processes of setting individuals free and cutting them free from our life energetically so that we can be free.
Wow. So this is a very selfish question, but, you know, I have really changed my diet a lot, and I heard that you are a vegan. And my question is, does nutrition play an important role for a spiritual connection?
Yes, it does. Everything is vibration. Everything carries a certain frequency.
Yeah.
And so we want to take care of the body temple, and we want to feed the body temple high energetic food, food that's full of light, food that supports us for strength, flexibility, recovery, rejuvenation.
Yeah.
And so if one overeats foods that carry a lot of toxicity, then they're going to spend a lot of time dealing with hospitals, pharmaceutical products. They're going to spend an inordinate amount of time healing the body temple, when in fact the body is such a powerful instrument of wholeness and self-regeneration.
Yeah.
If only we will keep it in its proper condition.
Exactly.
So proper waters, proper exercise, proper elimination, but food.
Yeah.
That which is full to overflowing with light. And that would be fruit, that would be vegetables, that would be whole grains, that would be the proper supplements. All of that will allow us to raise our frequency so that we're even attaining higher states of meditation and prayer.
Wow. And I love that way of thinking about food. Instead of just thinking about minerals and vitamins, you think about the frequency, the vibration of the food, the prana in the food that you eat. Of course, that's going to make a difference.
Absolutely.
So you get more clear-minded and you have an easier time getting connected to your spiritual self.
Right. You have less blockage. You have more flow.
Yeah.
And then you have more energy. You're not lethargic and apathetic.
Yeah.
Tired. You have a tremendous amount of energy to walk, to live the life of your vision, and to have the strength enough to fulfill it.
How many years, Michael, have you been a vegan?
Oh, over 30, I would say.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, that's a long time. I've been a vegetarian over 30-something years, and been more vegan the last 10, 15 years or so. It's hard to count now, you know, because I don't even think I'm 30 years old. So
exactly. That's weird when you're only 25 that you've been a vegan for over 30 years.
Right.
Definitely. Michael, what is the soul? What is the soul?
We are spirit, mind, and body.
Yeah.
And depending on what frame you're coming from, then the soul each of us are a living soul, and we're multi-dimensional in that respect, which means on a soul level, we operate on many dimensions at one time. A part of our soul faculty that most people are living in right now is three dimensions of time and space and density. But there are parts of you that are free in other dimensions as well, gaining lessons that you can learn, that you can glean right here and right now. So the soul, you're an individual soul that's undivided from life itself. Now, you've asked a very big question, Gita.
I know it. I like the big questions.
There's so many layers and dimensions to that.
I know you could talk for hours on that question.
Subconscious tendencies, which is a level of soul as well.
Yeah. Okay. So some people, they maybe don't even feel that they have a spirit or they have a connection. And I know that, you know, it might be easier in a forum like a workshop with you, but what when your everyday busy life to-do list starts again? Will you give us like some homework? Can we do some spiritual aerobic to connect ourselves to that soul so we don't forget it?
Absolutely. You mean right now or at the event?
Yeah, at the event. Are you going to like say, okay.
Oh, yeah. What we're going to do, we're going to carry people through processes.
They
have insights and revelations in the spirit of joy and celebration.
Yeah.
And then we're going to give you practices that you can take home with you.
Yeah.
So that when you leave, you're able to sustain the energy that we bring to Denmark.
Definitely. How did you like Denmark?
I love Denmark.
What's your impression?
I love the people. The people loved me and Ricky.
Yeah.
We found some new vegan restaurants there.
Oh, you did? Oh, you'll have to tell me where they are.
Yeah, we found out where they were, and it was great. I love walking the street. I love meeting the people that recognize me.
Yeah.
We had a great time, which is one of the reasons why we're coming back.
Yeah.
To see the hundreds of people that were there. the last time and to meet new people that would be coming this time.
Exactly. And I think there'll be a lot of new people and also a lot of people from the last time, because it was so good. We want to experience it again. And also send love to your lovely wife. She was amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing. Really looking forward to this. We have some new chants that have been written and new songs, and it'll be very, very powerful.
Yeah, the music really lifts it up, because first I was thinking, oh, there's going to be so much music. You know, I wasn't very positive about that. But then I was like, oh my goodness, this really works. It really brings
That's
you really into the zone.
Entertainment.
It is.
Entertainment. It's yeah. Inner attainment.
I love that word, inner attainment.
It's inner attainment.
Yeah.
Our real nature and being. And so the lyrics, the chords, her voice, everything allows you to attain a level of awareness within your own being.
Yes.
So it's congruent with the message that's coming out of me and the exercises.
Yeah.
The music fits like hand in glove.
Yeah.
So it's not just, we're just going to sing a song and it's entertaining.
No.
It's not that.
No. It's tapping in.
Of the message and the teaching and the energetic thrust.
Yes.
Of transformation.
Oh, it was so funny, because I brought one of my colleagues, and he's a man, and he usually doesn't attend, you know, workshops like this. And I was very like, oh, is he going to like it? Is he going to judge it? And he was like totally into it, singing his heart out. And, you know, I love myself so much, so I can love you so much and all that. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, and the next time I talked with him on the phone, he was like, hey, I love you. And I was like, what has happened to this man?
Transformation.
He really was transformed, and he has read your books, and he's just all into it. So I'm like, okay, if he can do it like a, you know, white shirt suit kind of guy.
Right. Is he coming back?
I think he is. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the fact that there was a lot of men in the audience too.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that, because normally it's like 99% women, but
a lot of men, a lot of women. It was very beautiful. It's a very wonderfully diverse group there in Denmark, which is surprising.
Yeah. Is there something about 2012? Do you believe there's something in the time now that more people are getting into spiritual life? It seems like something is up with the universe. I don't know what it is.
Well, this is a tipping point we're moving through, and there's more and more people that are becoming disenchanted with political systems, disenchanted with governments, disenchanted with old-style religion, and they're beginning to open up to the truth, that the truth is really within them. And so there's more and more people that are exploring the dimensions of power and confidence, creativity, that lies within their own soul.
Yeah.
And so 2012 represents a tipping point of many people on the planet that are learning how to meditate, how to vision, how to pray properly. And so it creates a strong vortex of possibility for humanity to take the next leap in mm-hmm. its evolutionary thrust.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael, here at the end, if some of the Danish people who are listening to us now, they can't wait until July and they want to experience you beforehand. I've heard something about live streaming from the Agape Spiritual Center in Los Angeles. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. If they want to see us before we get there, they can go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com, and they can press live stream. And depending on the time zone, of course, you can watch it live on Wednesday night service, which would be approximately 7 o'clock our time, or they can do Sunday morning at 9 and 11 Pacific Standard Time. Or they can go to the archives.
Great.
And they can see the services that are there, and they can do that when they're on demand, whenever they want to.
Yeah.
And they can get a flavor of what I do, a little flavor of what Ricky does.
Yeah.
And they can get a peek into our community. You've already mentioned the HayHouseRadio.com that comes mm-hmm. on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock our time. And maybe you've tapped into KPFK.org every Friday. That's today at 1 p.m.
Can you repeat that? What was that?
www.kpfk.org. That's every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So there's two radio programs. There's a live stream at Agape. And so if they go to agapelive.com, they can see the books, live streaming, the different programs. And it's a way that they can meet us before we get there.
Yeah. I have two Danish friends who went to LA and attended the Agape Center. And one of them was Alan, who is hosting this event when you come to Denmark again. And he just said that he had never experienced anything like it. Can you tell us a little bit what it is about what it is?
Well, it's a spiritual community. They call us the United Nations of Spiritual Communities because the diversity is so rich. Because you have people from all over the world that come and celebrate the life divine with us. You'll have people, you'll have Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, Sikhs,
it's beautiful.
Agnostics,
yeah.
People from Iran, Iraq, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, United States, all there gathered at our sacred center, listening to the message and the music and celebrating the divine life that's within us all.
Wow.
That's celebrating the divine hidden potential that's aching to get out. And so it's a very powerful community, and we lead with creativity, spontaneous goodness. And so that's every week, every Wednesday, every Sunday. And then, of course, Ricky and I then travel and take that on the road.
Wow.
So for a number of hours, as you will see when we return to Denmark, we'll do it all day.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like being
so
there.
It's a very powerful situation.
Yeah. How many thousands of people attend the Spiritual Center in Los Angeles?
Well, in the course of 1 week, with the three services on a Sunday and another service on Wednesday, you'll have anywhere within the week between 4,000 to 6,000 people. That's in person.
And that
may or may not be including the classes that are going on during the week, the Sunday evening program. And then you tap into the live people who are live streaming all around the world.
Mm.
Now you're getting into a very big number. We have 55,000 new people that come every month.
Wow.
We just saw the link yesterday. And we had 55,000 new people a month that are coming in now. So it's just ramping up.
It's fantastic. It's the critical mass. Something is happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's all over the world. These people are tuning in from all over the world. That's why you're not the only one in Denmark tuning in. We got to get you guys together so you can see who you are.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, Michael, is there anything that I forgot to ask you about that you would like to say?
I just want to say that the people, when they come, they will be invigorated, inspired, uplifted, transformed, healed, and it's done all in the vibration of fun. We don't take ourselves serious. We don't take anything serious because there's nothing serious going on in the universe. The universe is complete. It's infinite and it's unfolding perfectly. We just have to get on board and be sincere. We're sincere, but we're not serious. And in our sincere quest to open up, we will discover that the issues of our life already have solutions and that those solutions are within us. And we'll soar together and we'll have a great time.
The answer is you.
The answer is you.
Amen.
By a vision.
Yes.
And you'll be spiritually liberated as you practice life visioning.
Wow. And if people want to go, and we hope to see you there, it's alun.dk, alun, A-L-U-N, .dk. So everybody can sign up there. And also, I would like to just thank Alun for facilitating this event. I'm very thankful for him. He is
he's a great man.
He's pure love all the way.
It's also supporting, because of this event, it's also supporting some powerful charities.
Exactly.
So by them coming to the event, they're not only going to get something for themselves in terms of inspiration and upliftment and transformation and spiritual education and spiritual community and camaraderie, but a portion of what they
make,
they share when they come, is going to charities as well. So Alan has done a really fine job in terms of supporting some wonderful work in the world through Ricky and I coming.
Yeah, he has a very strong and powerful intention. That's for sure. Thank you very much, Michael.
I'll be there and I'll be wearing my five fingers and life will be good.
You'll run in on stage with your five fingers on.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to see it. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Energetis Talk Show. I hope your energy was lifted and have an amazing day.